好，让他把那个PowerPoint 打出来。Also, a reminder, if you need a sermon outline, I attach it to the chat. So if you know how to download it, you can do it now. But if you don't know how to bring it up to your computer, that's okay. After the service, please email me or send me a request. I will email you a copy.
哎，
如果
没
你
有
需要
啊，
讲
我
到
真
大
的。
纲的话，在我们的那个网络上面的 chat 那个 screen，你可以把它下载下来。如果你不知道也没有关系，会后你可以跟我索取。
Can you see？
Yes，可以。
可以了吗？Okay，thank you, brothers and sister, and I thank God for this opportunity to share God's work with all of you.
弟兄姐
And
妹，感谢我有机会跟你们分享神的话语。
today's topic is choose responsibly.
今天的信息是负责任的选择。
And it's coming from lessons from Genesis 3.
是从创世纪第三章。
First, we're going to read the passage. I'm going to read English, and Hui Ming is going to read Chinese.
无传道是念英文的，然后我会念中文的。
Now the serpent was craftier than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Indeed, as God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden. The woman said to the serpent, From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die. The serpent said to the woman, You surely will not die, for God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its root and ate. And she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. 慧敏。
好，耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说：“神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？”女人对蛇说：“园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。”蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神，能真知道善恶。”于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的耳眼，也是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
Someone's mic is on.
Luisa, can you mute your phone, please? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thank you.
In recent weeks, many people has adapted online communication because of the coronavirus.
这段日子里面, 许多人因为冠状病毒的原因, 许多人就是, 对这个网上的, 透过网站来沟通,
More and more people are using online resources for their source of information.
越来越多人是依赖在网站上来获取一些信息。
Besides good information, there are also thousands of false information online.
有许多好的信息，对的信息，但是相对的也有成千上百所谓的假信、假消息、假新闻。
How can we distinguish the bad ones from the good ones?
那么如何能分辨真的跟假的呢?
Truth from the lies.
真理跟谎言是如何分辨呢?
Please be aware, we are responsible for what we choose online.
请大家小心，因为我们要对我们所选择的是要负责任的。
In California, gambling is legal. In California, gambling is legal in certain small cities and also Indian reservation.
在加州，在一些小城镇或者是在印第安的保存区，赌开赌场是合法的。
Also, California, you can advertise Indian casino advertise on radio.
而且加州允许这些赌场在电视台、广播电台里做广告。
When I drive, I listen to four types of radio stations.
当我开车的时候，我经常听的是四种广播。
News radio, sports radio, Christian radios, and talk radios.
就是新闻台、运动体育台、基督信仰台，以及一些所谓的言论的。谈话的电台。
On sports radio, there's sometimes some casino commercial comes on.
就在这个运动台的时候，经常会有一些赌场做的广告。
The commercial will tell you to go to casino and bet your money.
然后这个广告就说啊，赶快去赌场啊，然后我们可以快快乐乐赌一场啊。
So it's a fun game. So at the end of the commercial, they would always say one line, please gamble responsibly.
但是在这个广告的末了就会有这么一句话说，请你赌博要赌的负责任。
I find it kind of odd to hear such a statement.
听到这句话让我觉得实在是非常的怪异。
I have just been enticed to gamble my money.And then I would be asked to choose or do it responsibly.
我刚刚才被告诉说，哎，你应该快快乐去赌博。那赌博既然不是一个好的事情，那我怎么能够说赌博的有责任感呢？
In contrast, when God created Adam, He put him in the Garden of Eden with the fruit he could eat.
所以相反的，当神创造亚当以后，他把他摆在伊甸园里，园里有各种的树上的果子，他都可以吃。
God told Adam to be free to eat any trees, any fruit from the trees in the garden.
所以神告诉亚当说，你可以自由自在的吃园中任何树上的果子。
But there are only one tree, the fruit you cannot eat is the...In the middle of the garden, there's a tree called the knowledge of good and evil. And God told him not to eat from it.
但是只有一个树上的果子不可吃，就是在那园子当中那颗所谓的分别善恶的果子，这个你不可以吃。
Basically, God said to him that you can choose anything, but not that one, but choose responsibly.
神是告诉他说，你可以自在的、自由的选择任何的树上的果子吃。但是你必须要有做一说有负责任性的选择。
Let's look at the context of the passage in chapter 2 of Genesis.
我们来看一下这个创世纪三章的上下文。
Genesis 2, verses 16 to 17, it says, And the Lord God commanded the man, You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eatFrom the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And when you eat from it, you will certainly die.
创世纪第二章十六到十七节，耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
When you look at the passage, this is what God told Adam before Eve was created.
所以当神讲这句话的时候是夏娃还没有被创造。
God told Adam to eat from any trees, but except the one in the middle of the garden.
说神吩咐亚当说你可以吃任何树上果子除了那个分别善恶的果子。
The passage is very clear. Before Adam and Eve, before sin was committed, They were free to choose anything.
所以这个经文讲得非常的明白，就是在这个罪来到世界以前，他们亚当跟夏娃是可以自由自在选择做一些选择。
Even the bad one, but God told him not to choose it because you're going to be responsible. You will surely die.
所以神也提醒他们，当你做了一个错误的选择、不好的选择的时候，你是可以做这样选择，但是当你做了这个选择以后，你就会死。
Today we are free to choose anything we want.
今天我们可以任意的选择任何的事情。
As believers in Christ, we are free to choose anything, but if we are not careful, we choose the wrong thing, we'll reap the consequences.
身为基督徒，我们也是可以凭我们自由的意志去做选择，但是要小心的是，当我们做了错误的选择，其后果是十分可怕的。
Some of the consequences could be very damaging and also irreversible.
有些后果是非常可怕，而且是不可挽救性的。
By exercising our human free will, Adam and Eve chose to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以亚当跟夏娃就凭着他们自由的意志选择去吃那个分别善恶树上的果子。
The consequence of that choice is death, spiritually, but also body.
所以后果就是双重的死亡，肉体的以及灵命上的双重的死亡。
As a result, sin came into the world.
而且也因此罪流到了世间。
When we analyze Genesis chapter 3, we can learn some lessons.
所以当我们在分析这个创世纪三章的时候，我们可以学到一些功课。
As Christians, our relationship with God can be ruined by our free choice.
所以身为基督徒，当我们做出凭自由意志做出选择的时候，很可能会毁灭我们与神的关系。
Especially when we choose irresponsibly and with bad consequences.
特别是当我们做一些错误的选择，而引发一些非常严重的后果。
Devil, we must guard our freedom to choose.
所以我们做自由意志选择的时候要小心。
There are at least three lessons we can learn from Genesis 3.
在创世纪三章，我们学到三样功课。
First, knowing the word of God.
第一个要认识、知道神的话语。
Second, trusting in God and His word.
第二个要相信神跟神的话，跟他的话语。
Third, submitting to one another in the Lord.
第三个，透过在主里面能够彼此的顺服。
Let's look at each one of them individually.
所以我们来看看这三样功课，一个个来看看这三样功课。
The first lesson we can learn from Genesis 3 is by knowing the word of God, we can fend off Satan's attack.
第一个功课就是认识神的话语，我们可以抵挡住撒旦的攻击。
One thing we got to know is do not add to the word of God.
所以有件事我们必须知道，就是不要在神的话语上加添，不要画蛇添足。
Basically, when you look at this passage, Eve added new ideas to God's word.
所以你看这段经文，就是夏娃在神的话语上加上自己的主张。
When you look at Genesis 3:1, God said, about you did not really, did God say you must not eat from any tree? I'm sorry, I read the wrong line. When the serpent said to the woman in Genesis 3:1, did God really say you must not eat from any tree of the garden? Eve was challenged by the devil if.She really knew the word of God.
所以在创世纪三章第一节的时候，当蛇对这女人说：“神是真的有说你不许你吃园中的树上所有的果子吗？”这里这个蛇是在挑战 夏娃，看他对神的话语跟 神的认知有多么深。
Yes, Eve knew God's command not to eat from any tree, but also not to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But she added one more line, not to touch it.
所以夏娃对神的话语是 有些了解的，因为他知道神命令亚当说不可以吃那个分别善恶的果子，但是他又加添了自己的话语，那就是也不可摸。
So when we read God's word, we should not be adding our own ideas to God's word. That's Eve did.
所以我们不要学习夏娃的榜样，就是在神的话语上又加添上自己的主张、自己的话语。
The second lesson, the first lesson, but the second point is Apostle Paul also warned against it in 1 Corinthians.
所以这个使徒保罗在这个也同样的用这个话语来训导这个哥林多教会。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, in us you may learn not to exceed what is written, so that no one of you will become arrogant in behalf of one against the other.
所以在哥林多前书第四章第六节，他说：“叫你们效法我们，不可过于圣经所记，免得你们自高自大，贵重这个，轻看那个。”
At the time, the people in Corinthian they were attacking one another, even they also attacked Paul.
所以在那个时候，他们教会人也同样的攻击保罗。
They basically Paul said, "You adding."Things to the word of God.
所以保罗就指明指出他们，就是说你们就在神的话语上又多加添一些东西。
Paul sarcastically, tell them there, you now become king. I want to reign with you.
所以你就比方说你是自己要做王了，自己为王了。
So when you see here, we know the word of God, we should you can fend off Satan because one of the problems that we have, we act.To the word of God.
所以我们就这里就是撒旦的挑战，就是我们常常往往要想着在神的话语里面再加添一些东西。
The third item I'm going to show you is the false teaching. I'll give you some false teaching example about people adding the word of God.
所以我底下给大家一个例子，就是人是如何的在神的话语上加添自己的话语。
The first one is Jehovah's Witnesses. They add false idea in their own version of the Bible.
第一个是耶和华见证人，他们在圣经上又加添上又出了自己的版本。
That second one is the Mormon Church. They also added their own books in addition to the Bibles.
然后他们第二个是摩门教，他们在除了圣经以外，还他们所谓的经典，他们摩门经典以及其他的。
Third one is Eastern Lightning.And,
第三个是光闪电。
When they also quoted Luke chapter 17 verses 24 to 27 with an wrong understanding of the Bible.
他们引用路加福音十七章二十四、二十五章，而且对神的话语加以扭曲。
Let's look at this passage.
我们来看一下。
Verse 24, for the Son of Man in his day will be like the lightning, which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. But the first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation.
因为人子在他降临的日子，好像闪电从天这边一闪，直照到天那边，只是他必须先受许多苦。又被这世代弃绝。
So when you look at this passage, what was wrong? You see the English translation and compare with the Chinese translation. There's something wrong with the Chinese translation. This is the Union version.
所以当你在对照这个英文跟中文的翻译的时候，你就发现中文翻译是有些错误。
I'm going to tell you a story how I debated two.Eastern Lightning Avengers later, but this is one of the passages when we discuss they quoted this passage to make their point about the second coming of Christ.
我待会儿给大家会讲一个例子，就是我是如何的抵挡这个东方闪电的传道人想要让我相信他们一些错误的离经叛道的这个道理。待会儿给大家提这个例子。
They quoted this passage and I immediately spotted the problem with the interpretation of this passage.
就当他引用这段经节的时候，我马上就看出这个问题所在。
You look at this. In verse 5 in English, but first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation.
在25节他说他只是他必须先受许多苦又被这世代弃绝。
When two evangelists, Eastern Light evangelists talked to me and they quoted the passage, they emphasized the word 又 in Chinese.
所以这两个东方闪电的这个人想要跟我这个讲他们的这些道理的时候，他们特别强调说这个又字，但是你看这个翻译，中文翻译又跟英文的 and 是完全不同的。
又翻译the translation is, it means again. It's the second time. It means more than a second time rather than at the same time.
所以当他们翻译成又的时候，表示他第二次再一次的，而不是在同时的，不是在同时的。
So they use this as Christ came back and again suffered by this generation.
所以他们因这段经文就解释说神再次来到，然后再又被这个世代弃绝。
So I told him, I looked him right through the eyes that this is a wrong translation because this is a union version.
所以我就对着他们，正对着他们说，你这个解释，这个翻译是不对的，因为这是和合本的翻译，是有些稍微有些错误的。
I said this should be an,when you translate in Chinese, using the other word 和, 和或者的话, that translation does not make a lot of sense in English, in Chinese grammar.
Yeah, 所以当你翻成中文的时候，你把这个又字改成和，那就有道理了。
So I told him that translation issue and also English translation and also the original text.It means and, not means again.
So 我就跟他们讲说，你这个翻译，你对这个翻译，你这个翻译有问题，然后你对这个解释有问题。不但是给他们看英文的，同时把原文的也拿出来跟他们对证。
So when you see that there's some problems, when people add in their own ideas in the belief or theology, you become problems is more like a heresy.
所以当你看到人在神的话语上又加添一些东西的时候，往往就变成所谓的异端邪说了。
After learning the first point about guarding our freedom from making bad choices, namely knowing the word of God, we now turn to the second point, trusting in God and His word.
所以我们刚刚讲到第一样学的功课是认识神的话语，第二个是就是认识神。以及信相信神，以及相信神的话语。
So the second point we can learn from Genesis 3 is by trusting God and His word, we will not fall into the trap of enticement.
所以，当我们从创世纪第三章，我们知道第二点就是信靠神和的话语，我们就不会陷入的诱惑之中。
So when you look at Genesis 3 and verses 4 and 5, you can see a lot of things about.How the serpent talked with Eve.
所以当你看创世纪第三章第四跟五节的时候，你看到说这个蛇是如何的与这个女人对话，是如何的诱惑这个女人。
In verses 4 and 5, he said, "You surely will not die, for God knows that in the days you eat from it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing God, good and evil."
因为他说，他就说你们不一定死，因为神知道你们会像他，你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。
Here the serpent challenged Eve's trust in God and His word.
对，这里这个蛇就在挑战夏娃对神话语的信，相信以及对神的信靠。
First thing he does is discredit God's word.
第一个，他先破坏神的信誉。
He said, "You surely will not die."
然后他就说，你不一定会死。
This is basically discredit God's word. God said, "You surely will die," and he said, "You surely will not die."
让夏娃不信任神的话语。
The second challenge that the serpent launched against Eve was question God's character.
第二个就是在质疑神的本性。
He said, "For God knows that in the day you eat from it, you will be better than what you are. Your eyes will be open, and knowing good and evil."
就是当你们吃了以后，你们吃的日子，你眼睛就明亮了，你们就像神一般的知道善恶。
Seems like God, he's implying that God didn't want you to be better, to be like God.
对，这言下之意就是说，哦，神啊，他不要你跟他一样哦，一样的好哦。
So Satan questioned God's character.
对，这里是在质疑神的本性。
The third one, Satan lured Eve with three enticements.
然后神接着用三种的诱惑来引诱夏娃。
Let's look at the passage right here in verse 6. When the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate.
于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
So, in the next slide, you see I highlighted something.
对，下一个你就看到我就特别的，把三个东，把几个东西描出来，画出来了。
But you don't see it in Chinese because the Chinese translation is a little bit off.
中文我没有这样做，因为中文的翻译稍微有些问题。
The Chinese translation focused on the fruits rather than the tree.
中文它的关注点是这个树上的果子，但是英文的关注点是这棵树。
When you look at the original Greek,the focus is actually on the tree, not the fruit.
当你看这个希腊文的原版的时候，你就知道这个专注点不是这个果，不是果子，而是这个树。
So in verse 6, it says like this, the tree was good for food.
这里就讲说这个树是作为好，可以作为食物的，非常好的食物。
If you look at English, you can see the meaning, the tree was good for food, the tree wasA delight to the eyes, and tree was desire to make one wise.
这里讲的就是完全讲到树，没有说没有提任何提到果子。树。
So when you look at why did God put this as a tree rather than focus on the fruit itself?
所以神为什么特别提醒强调树，而不是树上所结的果子呢？
But the thing is when you look at a tree and look at the fruit.The first thing you look at is the tree, how beautiful the tree is.
所以当我们看一样东西，我们当然是第一眼看到是这个树是多么的好看，多么的美丽。
If you have an ugly tree, even though the fruit is good looking on the outside, you may be afraid of the tree.
对，如果这个树是很丑陋的话，它即使果子是好的，我想你也不会注意它。
Just like when you go out to a department store, if the department store is very dirty and the salespeople dress very ugly, and even though the product is very good, you probably wouldn't go into the department store, you probably would leave.
Yeah, 就好像你去这个购物中心，如果这个购物中心这个建筑是非常的丑陋，然后里面的销货员也是非常的不成样子，我想你大概不管它里面货物是有多么的好， 我想你大概也不会有兴趣。
So this verse emphasizes the whole thing looks good. The tree, including the fruit, looks good.
所以这里经节是强调这个整体，这个树就代表这个整体，包括这个果子都是美好的，都是悦人眼目的。
That's why Eve took the fruit and ate it.
所以这也是为什么夏娃会对这个果子有兴趣，要把它吃掉。
There are three things here that Apostle John, Apostle John warns us in 1 John about three things that's similar to these three things in Genesis.
所以在这个使徒保罗在这个使徒约翰在这个约翰一书里面也提到这三样事情。
What are these three things?
三样事情是什么呢？
In 1 John 2:15 2:17, it says, Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desire passes, but whoever does the will of God will live forever.
我们今天讲到约翰福音，约翰一书约翰一书二章十五到十七这样说的：不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
When you look at it, is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world.
你看到这三样是不是从父来的，而是从世界来的？这三样就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
When you look at, when you think about, one thing is when Jesus, after baptism, he was in the wilderness for 40 days, the devil also tempted Jesus with this three types of temptation.
当耶稣在受浸以后到了旷野的时候，他也是面对这三样事情的诱惑。
So now we're going to look back to second points that we can learn from Genesis 3, trusting in God's and his word that we will not be fall into the trap of enticement.
好，我们再回来看我们第二功课，就是我们要信靠神和他的话语，我们就不会被陷入诱惑的陷阱。
So look at the first one that the serpent challenged Eve's trust in God in three ways. Discredit God's word, question God's character, and also lured Eve with three types of enticement.
所以这个蛇就是在靠着这三招来诱惑来挑战夏娃。第一个就是不信任神的话语，然后第二个是移植神的本性，第三个是用三种诱惑来引诱夏娃。
So the first, second point, big point here, Eve's trust in God and his words was quite shallow.
那第二个重要的因素就是夏娃信靠神和他的话语是非常的浅薄的。
Because when Satan questioned her, she just gave away Jesus. She had no defense.
所以当这个神这个蛇对他发出挑战的时候，问他的一些问题的时候，他一点自卫的能力都没有。
The third point that we look at Satan's tactics. When Satan tempt people, they will use certain tactics. Here you see your eyes will be open. You will be.Like God, knowing good and evil.
第三样我让我们容易受诱惑的就是撒旦的策略，就是获得秘密知识或新的启示。
Yeah, Satan's always good. You can get some secret knowledge, get some real new revelation when you follow me.
所以撒旦一向的手段就是告诉我们说，哦，你可以获得秘密的知识或者一些新的启示。
So let's look at some examples here.
我们看一下例子。
In the first and second century, we see there was a narcissism very rampant. So Apostle Paul wrote 1 John to refute this heresy.
对，在第一、第二世纪的时候，这个诺斯底主义是非常盛行，以至于使徒约翰必须要写书来驳斥这种异端邪说。
Well, what they were promoting was Christ did not have a physical body.
他们主要讲说耶稣基督并没有肉身，并没有道成肉身。
Jesus just had a spiritual body.
对，耶稣基督没有肉身，他所有的只是一个属灵的东西。
So, because they believe physical body is bad, only spiritual things are good.
因为他们认为任何属身体肉体的东西都是败坏的，只有属灵的东西才是好的。
So not only Jesus did not come into flesh, but also he did not resurrect with a physical body.
所以因而耶稣基督不但没有道成人肉身，他甚至没有肉身被钉在十字架上。
So that created problems in the first century, and John wrote about it.
所以使徒保罗就在书上写到这种状况，对第一世纪的门徒们造成了很大的困扰。
It was John, not Paul. John refuted the first John. Second one we could see is Jehovah's Witnesses and also Mormons have their own idea, and they have their own doctrine, have their own books.
Yeah, 另外就是我们看到耶和华见证人和跟门门教有他们自己那一套东西。
The third one is made in China, Eastern Lightning Evangelists proclaiming that the kingdom age has already arrived.
另外一个例子就是东方闪电，这位女所谓的女的女的女基督已经再度降临在中国。
So what happens is, they said Christ's second coming occurred in China.
对，他们宣称说基督的二次来临已经在1992年已经发生在中国了。
And then also is it, because of that, we in the kingdom age.
对，因此我们现在已经在神的国度当中了。
But they seldom mention the second coming Christ as a female body.
所以他们经常不会马上告诉你这个所谓的二次来的基督是一个女性。
They also added another doctrine that the Holy Spirit does not work in Christian in the current age, which is the age of kingdom.
所以在这个所谓的神的国度来临的这个时代中，圣灵是对基督徒不起作用的。
Only the word of the Almighty God, that means the second coming of Christ,can save you from the final judgment.
只有这个所谓的全能神，也就是这个第二次再来临的这个女性的神，她的话才能把你从最后的审判中拯救出来，她的话才有能力。
So you can see these are the things that Satan would use the tactic like gaining secret knowledge or new revelation of the Lord Christian to follow him.
所以这个撒旦用了一个经常的手段，其中之一个就是让你们说，哦，你们可以获得秘密的知识或者新的启示。
After learning the first and second point about guarding or restraining our freedom, making bad choices, namely, knowing the word of God, second, trusting in God and his word, now we turn to the third point.
所以在我们认到如何能够避免这个运用我们自由意志做出错误选择的，以至于陷入这个诱惑的陷阱的这个方法，第一个是认识神的话语，第二个是信任神跟神的话语，第三个我们现在讲的第三点。
The third one is by knowing, by submitting to one another, the spiritual partnership in Christ will overcome the spiritual attacks.From his Satan.
第三点是透过在主里面彼此顺服，属灵伙伴关系可以克服来自撒旦在灵里面的攻击。
Now let's look at passage number 6 again.
我们来看一下第三章第六节。
So when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise. She took from fruits and ate. She also gave it to her husband. She was he who was with her, and he ate.
于是女人看见见那树上的果子好做食物，又悦人的眼目，而且讨人喜欢喜爱，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给了和她在一起的丈夫，他也吃了。
So look at the Chinese. I used the new translation.
我用的是新译本的翻译。
Because the Union translation is not that clear. The husband is with Eve.
因为在和合本并没有很明显的提示说她的丈夫跟她在一起。
So what we can learn here, what we look at is Adam's failure, the first one.
我们就看到亚当的失败。
What did Adam do or didn't do?
所以亚当失败是因为他当有他应该做的，有他不应该做的。
When Eve misstated God's command,Adam did not say a word.
So, 当夏娃错误地引证神的话语的时候，亚当是一句话也没说。
When Eve was enticed by the serpent to violate God's word, Adam did not intervene.
所以当夏娃因为受到神的诱蛇的诱惑而破坏了神的话语的时候，亚当没有任何的作为。
When Eve ate the forbidden fruit and then gave it to Adam, he just ate it.
所以当夏娃受了诱惑吃了这个果子，而且还把果子给亚当吃的时候，哎，他就吃了。
But when God asked Adam what happened, he did not own up to his responsibility, but blamed the woman that God gave him in Genesis 3:12.
所以当神审问亚当发生什么事情的时候，亚当并没有担起自己的责任，而反而是责备说，你给我的女人让我吃这个果子。
The second we see Eve's failure.
我们再看到夏娃的失败。
So when the serpent spoke to Eve about God's command, she disagreed with the serpent, but she did not fully understand God's word.
所以当这个蛇来引诱夏娃的时候，他夏娃并不是完全同意这个蛇的话语，但是他并没有让亚当来告诉亚当。
She did not ask Adam if her interpretation of God's word was right.
Yeah, 所以他没有告诉亚当，然后让亚当来明辨是非。
Adam was just standing right next to her, but she did not ask Adam about it.
所以亚当就在他旁边，他可以去问亚当了，但是他没有这样做。
And when there was some discrepancy between what God told Adamand not what Eve said.
对，在神的命令，神告诉命令亚当的话语跟夏娃所说的话语之间是有一些差距的。
But she did not notice the discrepancy, but she also did not ask Adam about it.
所以她第一个她没有注意到这个漏洞，这个差距；第二个她没有去问亚当，让亚当来说明。
But when God asked Eve what happened, she blamed the serpent.
所以当神问夏娃说，哎，什么事，发生什么事情呢？她的反应就是来责备，哦，就是神让，就是这个蛇让我做的。
The third point we can learn from this, this passage right here is the spiritual partnership requires all members play their own original design role.
那第三点，我们那个从这里得到的教训就是属灵的伙伴的关系要求所有的成员发挥他们最初设计的角色，各执其责，各司其责。
Eve should have played her role as a helper.
所以夏娃她的角色应该是作为这个男人的辅助，来辅助他。
Adam should have played his role as a leader.
亚当应该是身为一家之主，负担起他的做领导的责任。
As spiritual partners in Christ, we are called to submitting to one another in reference of Christ in Ephesians 5:21.
所以遵照这个哥林多前书我们讲到属灵的伙伴应该是在主里面彼此的顺服。
Each one of us must play our own role as part of a team.
对，身为团队的一份子，我们必须要负我们的责任，做好我们的角色。
When Eastern Lightning somehow contacted my wife when she was out doing witnessing.
所以当我太太在外面去这个做见证的时候，传道的时候，这个东方闪电有两个东方闪电人就来跟我太太套关系。
But she found out that there was some problem with the theology. She came home and asked me about it.
所以她觉得这些人讲的话是有些问题的，所以她回到家马上就问我。
But she was enthusiastic about witnessing, but while she was witnessing, they met these two people and they were interested in learning about the Bible.
但是我太太是对传道是非常热心的，她发现这两个人有兴趣，所以她就想要给他们做向他们传道。
And then somehow that they wanted to meet with us, and then we set up a meeting at our home.
然后就慢慢的，然后这两个人就表示他很想跟我们在一起查经。然后我们就联络好了，在我们家里查经。
Of course, to make the long story short, one day, on a Monday, in 2016, they came to our home. We kind of debated for about 4 hours.
然后长话短说，当他们在2016年来到我们家里的时候，我们就彼此有些彼此的辩论，然后持续有大概4个小时之久。我们在那边辩论，为真理而辩论。
After that, they still continued to send my wife some YouTube video.
然后，即使这个事件之后，他们还继续不断的，向我妻子送一些 YouTube 上面的一些视频。
During this incident, my wife and I worked together and defended the Christian faith.
对，在这个事件中，我跟我太太是团队的伙伴，我们一起来。为真理而奋斗。
The spiritual battles begin in our mind.
所以这个属灵的征战是始于我们的心，我们的心里。
Human free will allow us to choose freely with consequences.
所以人的自由选择让我们能够随意的选择我们要做的。
Several weeks ago, I was in the Christian bookstore in El Monte.
这几个礼拜前，我是在El Monte 的一个基督教的一个书店里面。
I was discussing in Cantonese.
我是在用广东话在跟人家在讲话。
And after that, there was a lady on the side asked me in Mandarin.
所以事后就有一位女士过来用普通话来问我。
She told me she originally came from Beijing.
她跟我说她是来自于北京。
She married some Caucasian man about 40 years ago.
然后40年前她是嫁给一个美白人。
And subsequently she divorced and now she's trying to apply for Social Security.
Okay, 所以她已经离婚了，她现在是 I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
Apply for Social Security benefits.
Oh, Social Security, okay, okay.他那已经离婚了，然后他是现在在申请这个社会安全基金。
She is 70 years old.
她是70岁左右。
But she said that she wanted to go to Social Security and ask them to start giving her benefits because her ID says she is only 60.
OK, 所以他想要到这个社会基金这个社会安全局这个办公室然后跟他们讲说他的在这个证件上他的年龄是只有60岁。
What happens is that 40 years ago, she makes her ID, because in China there's no birth certificate, she'll make her age 10 years younger.
对，就是在40年前他 他在政界上等于是做了一个假，比他实际年龄就是小了十岁。
Possibly they, she wanted to look good as a younger age when she met another guy.
所以很可能就是他要显得年轻一点，就是在这个相亲在找对象的时候，年龄做假一点，让他觉得他自己觉得比较年轻一点，比较有吸引力。
Now she is 70 years old, but it shows only her ID shows only 60.
现在她70岁了，她想要拿社会基金的，但是她证件上她只有60岁，年轻了10岁。
So what happens here? Whatever decision that she made to change her age to 10 years younger, now 40 years later, it caught up with her.
所以40年前做的假，今天就是她这个。这个尝这个后果的时候了。
Let's look at conclusion. When all Christians can learn three valuable lessons from Adam and Eve's failure in exercise their freedom.
我们来做一个结论，就是我们要认识，我们那个能够从这个创世纪第三章可以学到这些宝贵的功课，也就是我们要认识神的话语。
Yeah, first one is to know the word of God. The second is trust in God and His word. The third is submitting to one another in the Lord.
所以由这个亚当跟夏娃的例子，我们学到三样功课。第一个是认识神的话语，第二个是信靠神和他的话语，第三个是在主里彼此顺服。
What happened in Genesis that we reap the consequences?
我们看到在创世纪第三章，我们看到这些事情，事情过后的一些后果。
But God is love.
但是神是爱我们的，信实的。
He has a plan of salvation for us.
他对我们还有一个救赎的计划预备给我们。
When Jesus came, he came to save us from all these consequences.
当耶稣道成肉身来到这个世界的时候，他的目的就是让我们从这个罪恶中能够得到救赎，解救出来。
God graciously provided a plan of salvation.
神对我们非常有恩慈的提供了这个提供了这个福音，让我们能够赎罪的福音，能够有救赎。
When Jesus came and when he came out to preach the word of God, he said, "Repent, the kingdom of heavens."Is near.
当耶稣基督出来传道的时候，他的呼喊就是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
One thing is we have to repent. Repent, that means turning back from what we were doing.
所以我们第一件事情要做的就是悔改，就是说改过自新，从我们以前做的事情那个方向回转过来。
The second is we must deny ourselves and follow Jesus.
这个就是必须否认自己，然后能够跟随耶稣。
This is God's plan of salvation. We all have this opportunity to follow God.
这就是神的救赎。然后第一个是悔改，第二个是要跟随耶稣。如果我们跟随他的神的这个救恩的计划，我们就能够得以。
So what we can apply from this passage?
我们来看一下我们的应用，如何应用这些。
When I do application, I want to do it on myself first.
所以当我讲到实际的应用的时候，我就用自己来做例子。
So rather than using the word you, I would use I or me to emphasize that this is for me first.
所以我会用它我。或者我的这种字句用在我自己身上来引用这个金句。
So when I read it, hopefully you would think about I as opposed to you. That means make it more personal to each one of us.
那我希望各位也把这个你改成我，然后我们可以用在自己的身上。
The first application is that I will examine myself not to add my own idea.To the word of God.
第一个我们要做的应用的就是我要审查自己，不要在神的话语上添加自己的理念。
The second one is, I will guard myself with the word of God and put my total trust in God so that I can overcome the enticement of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life.
所以我要提防自己肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲以及今生的骄傲。
The third one is, when I serve with brothers and sisters in ministry, am I playing my own role as a member in the body of Christ? When one part suffer, we as a body of Christ suffer.
所以当我在侍奉基督的时候，我是否扮演自己成员的角色呢？当一个肢体受苦的时候，我们的作为基础身体都一同的受苦。
Hopefully, this application applies to me and also applies to you.
我希望这个能够应用在我自己身上，同样的也能够应用在各位弟兄姐妹的身上。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to study your word.
我们感谢你让我们能够有这个机会能够研读你的话语。
We know that your word is truth.
我们知道你的话语就是真理。
The teaching of the Holy Spirit is also truth.
圣灵的教导也是真的。
May the passage teach every one of us.
希望今天的经文能够教导我们所有的人。
We may learn from the word of God, but we do not add our own idea into your word.
我们能够从你的话语中得学习你的话语，而且不要在你的话语上加添自己的意念。
We also need to trust you and also trust the word.
我们也必须能够相信你，同时相信你的话语。
We also have to be submitting to one another when we work together.As a team in house, in our home, also in church.
对，当我们在家里或者在教会里成为一个团体一起工作的时候，我们要在主里能够彼此的顺服。
Thank you for the opportunity to study and also worship you today.
感谢。